With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden wants to keep the audio of his special counsel interview private. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Earlier this year, special counsel Robert Hur said no criminal charges against Joe Biden were warranted in the classified documents case. But in his written report, he characterized the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Now the White House wants to keep audio of that interview from getting in the hands of Congress. By exerting executive privilege, the president is blocking release of the audio, suggesting that portions of the interview could portray him in a negative light during an election year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, as the Houston area works to clean up and restore power to thousands after deadly storms, it will do so under a smog warning today as all of southern Texas starts to feel that summer heat moving in, temperatures of about 90 degrees already. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remained without power. That means no AC for those struggling folks. Bob Orevec, lead forecaster at the National Weather Service.
Thunderstorms have moved pretty quickly across the Gulf Coast overnight and into the early morning hours. They're not as strong as they were earlier, and some of the strongest thunderstorms at the moment are actually off the Florida Panhandle coast.
World number one golf player Scottie Scheffler was arrested early yesterday morning following an incident with an officer outside the Valhalla Golf Club. That's the site of the PGA Championship. Scheffler was not involved in a separate traffic incident that caused the original backup outside of Valhalla. That accident had ended in a pedestrian fatality. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says many of the Chinese workers who've crossed the border illegally are working on Chinese-controlled marijuana.
So this is big business. You know, hundreds of billions of dollars probably between the human trafficking and the drug trafficking. Even the fentanyl trafficking that the Mexican cartels are doing, the Chinese are in charge of the money laundering on the back side of that.
And this is SRN News. New poll is asking people of faith what they really think about abortion. Here's Michael Harrington with the results.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the vast majority of those who adhere to some faith group think abortion should be legal all or most of the time. White evangelical Protestants are the only major religious cohort in which a majority opposes abortion, 72%. The poll reveals that even amongst black Protestants and Catholics of all ethnicities, large majorities support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The spreading violence in Haiti is having another troubling side effect, an increasing interest in voodoo. Adherents are seeking solace and protection from violent gangs that have killed, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped thousands in recent years. Amid the spiraling chaos, a growing number of Haitians are visiting voodoo priests. The religion melds Catholicism with animist beliefs. This is SRN News. A U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
A mayoral candidate and five other people have been killed in a shooting at a campaign rally in the violence-racked southern Mexican state of Chiapas. The mass shooting took place in the rural town of La Concordia, Chiapas. The area near the Guatemalan border is a major smuggling route for drugs and migrants. More details at SRNNews.com.